I told you last week about the pay rises for stop-go sign operators and checkout people in supermarkets. 28% pay rise. 28%. New numbers from SEEK this morning show it's happening all over the place. Manufacturing, logistics and transport have had wage growth of 27% to 33%. That's what you get, of course, with closed borders and no one looking for work. Brett O'Reilly is the CEO of the Employers Manufacturers Association and is with us. Brett, morning.
Morning, Mike.
You can't sustain that.
This is an incredibly difficult time for employers. Not only are they having to pay more than ever before, they also can't find people. And one of the things we've been saying to the government for a while is New Zealand's brand offshore has really taken a knock over the last couple of years. And so not only are you having to pay people, the sort of amounts you've talked about, you also can't find people. New Zealand's brand with high inflation, high house prices, people just don't want to come here.
Are you just rotating the same people? So you find somebody who's got a bit of talent, you go, mate, 33%, come on over.
Effectively. And some of the worst culprits are government agencies who seem to have no limitations on what they're willing to pay for people. And so we've had a lot of feedback from members, even seeing some of our own staff poached by government agencies who are paying 20 or 30% higher for the same job.
How is it nobody who can do something about it sees that this is a path to ruin?
Look, Mike, we warned the government for months, when the borders were closed, when we were trying to get people into the country. There were a lot of people, queued up the schools that we needed. Now, a lot of those people have gone away. They've gone to Canada or they've gone to Australia. We're all working really hard, with apprentices and trying to get young people into work. But we quite simply do not have enough people for work, and it's going to stall the economy.
Yeah. Well, it already is. Chris Farfoy will tell you he made an announcement the other day. He's reset immigration and all will be well. Do you believe him?
Well, look, they've reset the rules, but you've still got to find people that are interested in coming to New Zealand. And we've talked to employers that would normally get 200 or 300 people interested to come to New Zealand out of the UK. This year, they ran a recruitment drive. They got 11.
Wow.
So our brand is nowhere near where it used to be. So we can change the rules, but it's going to be really hard to get people to come to New Zealand while some of the settings that we're seeing are so high. And then you've got the government wanting to introduce things like fair pay agreements, which are only going to make it more complicated trying to hire people.
No, exactly. What about the supply side of the equation while I've got you? Is stuff coming into the country, are we getting access to goods any easier than we have been or not really?
The supply chain's still really pretty broken. We're seeing a lot of our manufacturing members looking at establishing manufacturing capability offshore. A lot of them started doing that during the during the lockdowns, and we're seeing that trend increase. Unfortunately, not a lot of good news on that front either. I think our exporters are being as creative as they can, and we're seeing them chartering ships, but trying to get componentry into New Zealand for our manufacturers is really difficult.
Any light at the end of the tunnel?
Look, it's a very, very tough time. I wish I could be more optimistic around this. I think the main thing is we just have to face up to reality that, New Zealand isn't necessarily seen as the land of milk and honey internationally now, and we're going to have to do a really big job to explain to people around the world that we're open and to sell them on why they should come to New Zealand. Hopefully in time, obviously, we'll see inflation come back and we'll see house prices stabilise. But in the meantime, it's a really tough time for employers trying to find people.
Always good to have you on the program, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Brett O'Reilly, Employers and Manufacturers Association head.